You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the bereavement leave for miscarriage bill passed its third and final reading with a unanimous yes vote in Parliament. Labour MP for Hutt South, Jenny Anderson, was responsible for the members' bill, which sought to have miscarriage recognised as a loss, not a sickness. The law will amend the Holidays Act and covers miscarriage and stillbirth. The duration of leave is up to 3 days, and both the mother and her partner can access it, as well as parents planning to have a child through adoption or surrogacy. The move has made headlines across a number of international outlets. I spoke to Jenny Anderson about the bereavement leave for miscarriage law. We talk about the history of the bill, why abortion is not included, and whether there is more to do in this area. Here is Jenny. Yesterday, your bereavement leave for miscarriage bill passed its final reading with a unanimous yes vote. How was that, and how has it been since?
Well, it was a really important time, I think, not just in New Zealand, but for the whole world to see that we're leading the world in terms of making miscarriage, providing bereavement leave for miscarriage.
Now, I just want to start back at the beginning. Could you speak about the history of the bill and how it came to be?
Well, it's a pretty good story, really. It's a case of someone from the public coming and presenting a problem to a Member of Parliament and that actually becoming law. So Catherine Van Beek approached her local MP, who was then Claire Curran, and then Claire came to me with the idea when it was time to put a bill together. So I put one into the ballot, it was drawn, and I worked with Catherine, drafted the bill, and 2 years later, it's become law.
What will the law look like in practice now? How will it work?
Well, it works exactly the same as if you lost a loved one close to you, like a parent or mother or father. You would be entitled to bereavement leave, which is 3 days leave under the Holidays Act. So all my bill does is it makes miscarriage and stillbirth eligible for the same period of time as you would be for any other bereavement.
The bill doesn't apply to those who go through an abortion procedure. Why wasn't abortion included in the bill?
Well, a members' bill is always quite small and specific, and it's good if you can keep it like that. So, I was focused on this being specifically for miscarriage and stillbirth. I knew that there was a large amount of people directly affected. And also, this was just before the New Zealand made it, took abortion out of the Crimes Act, so it was before that wider debate. So I was quite focused with it remaining for what it was intended to do and not being drawn into a wider debate. I still think it's a good idea, and if someone wanted to have another members' bill to specifically address that, I think that would be a good idea as well.
Yeah, because National MP Erica Sanford has said that it made her uncomfortable that abortion was not included under the bill due to the trauma felt by those who experience it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the reason it's a bill number two, it's interesting because you'll notice in the title of the bill, it's actually bill number two. So I went and negotiated with every single party and I spoke in person with Paula Bennett, who at the time was the women's spokesperson for National, and she was quite focused on it not including abortion. So I actually changed the wording of the bill so it's explicitly excluding abortion. It was always intended to, but I made that even more clear, and that was in order to get support right across the House.
Now, why is it important that this legislation has passed?
I think it's important it has passed for two main reasons. First, it's just a good, fair thing to do for workers' rights, to know that you're entitled in law to take that leave if you need it, to grieve and sometimes physically also to be able to recover after a miscarriage. But I think it's also good because what's happened through the wider discussion is we're just talking a bit more about some of the stigma associated with miscarriage or stillbirth. And I think that's got to be a good thing if we keep these things more open and have discussions on a more regular basis.
And you're talking about that stigma, meaning that people don't often talk about it, that it's something that feels not particularly like you want to bring it out into the public.
Yeah, I think it's still an unspoken rule for women that when you are pregnant, you don't tell anybody you're pregnant until you reach that 12-week or 3-month mark, because that's the greatest time for miscarriage. So it's after you reach that point that you can tell people that you are pregnant. And I think a part of that is fear around people knowing you've had a miscarriage and wanting to not have that public.
Finally, obviously we've talked a little bit about the abortion issue, but is there further to go when it comes to bereavement leave for miscarriage? This law gives 3 days bereavement leave, but do you think there is more to be done in this space?
I think there's always more to be done, but I would like to see more in terms of support. So whether that's through the workplace, through counselling, through additional support services, I think those are the areas that we continue to do some more good work. Having some time off work to recover is important, but I think the wider wraparound areas are just as important as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jenny. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I'd just like to acknowledge all the women who submitted or have written in support in the last couple of days who have been through a miscarriage and who have who feel that this is a good thing to have done. So I'm proud to have been able to have led the way to make an improvement.
That was Labor MP Jenny Anderson, whose bereavement leave for miscarriage bill passed its third reading yesterday. For those who are interested, New Zealand is not the first country in the world to address miscarriage leave with legislation. Indian law provides women with 6 weeks leave after a miscarriage, but this is hard to access as many people participate in informal work, which does not come under the legislation. In Canada's Ontario, women who lose babies 17 weeks or less before their due date are entitled to 17 weeks of unpaid pregnancy leave. And in the UK, a miscarriage before the end of the 24th week of pregnancy does not qualify for bereavement leave, but a stillborn baby born after this date means a woman can access maternity leave and the pay associated to this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.